Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
The Lord gave me Psalm 91, and I feel like I need to read this. This is out of the New Living Translation. And a funny thing about Psalm 91, when the Lord told me that, oftentimes He'll tell me something and I think it's just for myself. And when I clicked on my Bible app, the little intro before it was Psalm 91. So Psalm 91 for today, for all of us. So here's the thing. When I read this, I want you to receive this as a seed of life into your heart and soul. So this is New Living Translation. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So those who live in the shelter, that's a place. The shelter of the Most High, that's a dwelling place. You'll find rest. Are you weary? Are you running too much? Do you need to find rest? Here's a key. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Shadows are awesome. Think about the shadow of the Almighty. Think about walking down the road and all of a sudden the shadow of the Almighty. Did you stray? Here comes the shadow of the Almighty. Okay, this I declare about the Lord. Here we go. This I declare about the Lord. Are you ready to declare? Mm-hmm. He alone is my refuge. My place of safety. He is my God. And I trust Him. Do you trust Him? Yep. You struggling with something? You holding on? Who's this for tonight? I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you in. A little stray. Come back into the center. You got a problem with a family member tonight? Worried? You got a bill that you're not sure about? Worried? You looking for work? Still worried? He alone is my refuge. My place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. Hallelujah. Amen. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. Think about that. Think about your feather pillow at home right now and how soft and soothing that is when you lay your head on it. Now, imagine the Almighty coming alongside. You go into Him and He shadows over you with His feathers. And His wings. The comfort of the Father is everlasting. It never gets old. It brings soothing to your soul. Who needs soothing in their soul tonight? Yeah. Amen. The shelter is a covering. If you can find your way in to the shelter of the Almighty, the enemy can't get you. So what are you holding on to? Because it's a lie. But it looks that way in the natural. Let's remember this word right here. For He will rescue you from every trap. Who sets traps? The enemy. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. His faithfulness, His faithful, His Word of God, which is sharp and cuts through the marrow, the bones, it cuts through everything. It'll penetrate through any lie or any attack of the enemy or even the soul if we allow it to. And how do we do it? By speaking His Word. What are the promises over your life? What are the promises that He's promised over your family? What are the promises He's promised over your bills? Provision comes from the Father. I'm going to tell you how you get it in a minute. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. If you make, free will, if you only believe, if you trust the Lord, if you believe His word is true, if you believe these promises are for you, if you believe Jesus Christ died so that you could have eternal life and all the blessings that come along with eternal life here on earth, if you believe, all these promises are yours. For He will order. Hello, this is the Lord. I'd like to call an order in. For He will order His angels. Commissioning number, Angel 67, down to Swinghurst Room. We've got a child of mine that is struggling with depression, hopelessness, worrying. Angels, could you go minister on my behalf? For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. But you can run. But guess who's following you? Goodness and mercy. Hello, goodness. Hello, mercy. We welcome you in here tonight. We hide no longer. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. They will hold you up with their hands. So here's the cool thing. You're wrapped in feathers and the wings of God in a shadow place of the Most High. And if that's not enough, He orders His angels to protect you. And if that's not enough, they're going to hold you up so you don't stumble. But wait, it gets better. You will trample upon the lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Now let's take a look at that. Let's just say a situation crawls in. And it's got a tag on it called worry or stress or disease or sickness or plague. And it crawls in because the enemy is the one that sends that stuff. You will trample upon lions. How about liars? Lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions, you know, they're very scary when they're roaring at you. But here's the cool thing. You get to crush them under your feet. Under your feet. And what does it say above that? The angels are going to help you in case you stumble so you won't stumble. So it's like It's impossible for you to fail if you make the Lord your refuge. Though always a choice. If you make the Most High your shelter. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. That's powerful. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation, his peace. Psalm 91 is filled with opportunity for rescue. It's filled with opportunity for resource. It's filled with opportunity for replenishment. It's filled with all the blessings of heaven. If you will call on him. Some of you are carrying a burden right now because the lying devil tricked you to think that it's your job or your responsibility to carry that thing. And I want to remind you for the a millionth time, it's not your burden. Cast your burdens on the Lord. And he will make your path straight. I don't understand why sometimes we get tricked, I'm talking about myself too, into carrying stuff that's not ours. I think it has to do with our old flesh, and we just think, well, I'm going to speed God along a little bit because he's not answering in my time. Here's the thing. If there's this place of if we can, if we will, for whosoever shall, if we can find that place back into the secret place where peace, if there's a river of peace that runs through for all of us to be in all the time, that place of peace is the resting place where life and nutrients come into our soul and feed us so that we can overcome the schemes of the enemy. And some of us have established routines in God, and some of them are ritualistic. Is that a word? And they become pattern, but you know what? God's not into pattern. You ever start reading the Word and all of a sudden you're maybe listening to the Word and you're like, yeah, I'm going to check Facebook while I'm listening to the Word. You're not listening to the Word anymore. Well, I think I'll, you know, whatever. It happens. But here's the thing. God is always waiting and always ready if we will turn to him. You know, I love that scripture, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. In all your ways, not just part of your ways, not just some of your days, not sometimes, all your ways. He has created us for fellowship. He knows the problems that we're struggling with. He knows, and he knows the system of the earth that's cursed that we stumble into and sometimes get tangled up in, and then we beat ourselves up because we're here we are again, Lord. Listen, God paid that price for us to walk in victory as well through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Some of you are hanging on to, I keep blowing it, I keep sinning, I keep struggling. You know, I'm trying to overcome my anger, I'm trying to overcome my spending, I'm trying to overcome my eating, I'm trying to overcome. No. In him is victory. It's not in us. We'll never walk in victory. Oh, we may for an hour, maybe 30 minutes, but there's a place called everlasting that we get to walk in all the time here on earth. It's not, we don't die and then go. We already died and we are here. We've already went there. We're here. Our citizenship is in heaven and we're to rule and reign on earth. But some of us are still caught up in, will he make it to church tonight? Will my kids have enough allowance for next week? Whatever the deal is, listen, God's challenging us to let that stuff go. Because it's just like little trip knots, trip ropes that are trying to hold us back. I keep seeing the ship and we have a ship, we're all ships, and I'm seeing the cargo getting tossed over, the extra stuff, the little distractions that, you know, used to soothe us or make us feel good. It's like all hands on deck. It's been all hands on deck for over 2.5 years. And now it's get rid of those little foxes, those little wasting things that consume our time in God. And because all that stuff is going to crash and burn. What's going to stand is what we did in Him. In Him we live and breathe. In Him. It's no longer I, but Christ who lives through me. Listen, we got to get over gulping on that. Oh, is that true? Yeah, it's Scripture. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is living inside of us if we've invited Him to. And so we've got the dunamis power, that awesome power, that dynamite power that raised Jesus from the dead. That was the Holy Spirit. That was the Holy Ghost that did that. Okay? That was the power of the Holy Ghost. That same power lives inside of us. And we need to tap into Him for His kingdom, His glory, and His pleasures. Some of us are still stuck on, well, if only this, if only my husband would, if only my wife would, if only my kids would, then I will. Listen, that's wood, hay, and stubble. It's just it's actually pulling you out of the flow of the peace of God and the river of God. And you know what? If you can find your way back into the peace of God and stay there, two things happen. One, you don't care. Not like you don't care and never think about it, but you no longer hold on to it. And then the Lord says, oh, I can finally hold on to it. I can finally deal with it. I can commission an angel to go do this. Or I can help this person get so far where they finally reach out to me. But if we put these programs in the earth together to try to do and don't do, wood, hay, and stubble, going to burn up. Sink in sand, going to crash down. We've all done it. But God is calling us to a place in Him. He's actually positioned us for victory. He positioned us for victory. That's amazing. And we don't earn it. We don't deserve it. But because we're His kids, He's chose us. And because we chose Him, we said, yes, there's this thing that happens. It's a connection in the Spirit. And He's waiting for the vessels, we're the vessels, to be used for His glory. We got to get away from what's in it for me. Have I done enough praying? Have I done enough fasting? Have I worshipped enough? Flesh, flesh, flesh. Holy Ghost, what are we doing today? Holy Spirit, teach me the walk of the Spirit. Teach me how to stop veering off into the ditch. When you reach to Him and ask Him, He will find a way to teach you. I read this article it might have been today, I don't know. No, I don't think it was today. A couple days ago I read an article about some great minister's opinion about financial stuff right now on the earth. And I already know. I don't listen to what people say in the earth. I listen to what the Father says. He's got my best interest. And I read this little article and I thought, boy, that's full of hopelessness. You know, that's not my God. I don't like limits and limitations. See, God has broke me out of that stuff. Years ago, He broke me out, and He's continually breaking out. He challenges me all the time if I listen. He challenges me all the time to press in for more of Him. Well, how do you press in without doing it in the flesh? You worship Him in your spirit without even moving. You sit there and you just adore how good He is. And then all of a sudden, drop. There it is. A truth bomb. And it explodes in your heart. And it creates this passion or desire to know more of what He's saying. Now, the cheap counterfeit is hot chocolate bombs, you know? Those round things that have the marshmallow. I've never had one, but I saw one in the store the other day. And you know, I guess you put it in hot water and it makes this oozy-goozy great drink. I'd rather have the true truth bomb, the true sweetness of God. And see, there's counterfeit all the time that we can, you know, soothe our flesh with. And, you know, I'm not against soothing the flesh. Let me tell you, I've had my battles. But I know in Him is everything. In him is truth. In him is victory. And he's calling us to a place. He's trying to get us to shake off religion and performance. And okay, I've read three scriptures today. I'm in the third book. But he doesn't care about that. He cares about you showing up in your chair and saying, Lord, hello. Here I am. Hello. I don't need nothing. I don't want nothing. Hello. What are you doing today? What's on your mind today? What's going on in the kingdom? What do you say about this? And when we sit down, expect him to answer, because he does. He's a living God who created us in his image for fellowship and intimacy. And we're seeing the shift. We're seeing, you know, oh, things are really bad. No, they're not. It's just the work of the flesh. That stuff has to get shaken. So people make choices. And if you're in him, walking in peace, when they make those choices, it doesn't affect you in your soul. And I'm not saying that like to be mean. I'm telling you the truth. Because you know, if you're in God, he hears your heart's desire. There's this fine line that it's like appealing of, oh, I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. I am in you, but what about this person? Or I am with you, but what about this bill? See, when you're saying that, say it to him instead of thinking it and trying to solve your problem. There's like a disconnect. I see it all the time in the spirit. People are, well, I'm pressing in, I'm praying, I'm doing what you say, Lord. I'm trying this walk of the spirit, but I don't see the victory. Sit a little longer. Because your victory is so close. It's always close. What happens is people tend to give up or get sidetracked, like a butterfly flies around. Oh, there's a butterfly. That's what happens to me. You know, here I'm pressing in, and all of a sudden, oh, look at that pretty butterfly. And I'm like, wait, where was I? 3 days passed by, and I'm still in the woods chasing a butterfly. It happens all the time. But when it happens, I don't beat myself up anymore. I say, oh, Lord, I am so sorry. I got so sidetracked. And I run back in to my prayer chair, and I sit with him. And I say, what were we saying? What were we talking about? Well, sometimes I forget because it's been too long chasing a butterfly. But if it's only an hour, I say, oh, Lord, I'm so sorry I left you. How rude of me. You know, just because we can't see him, he's so alive. He's so alive. And now you're made in his image. If you were talking, if I was talking to you, Joe, and all of a sudden I just, hey, Joe, tell me about how it is when you play your guitar, and I really want to hear what you're saying about that. And then all of a sudden, I wonder what time it is. I wonder if I remembered to turn the stove off.
I guess you really didn't want to know, huh?
You know, doesn't that happen a lot? Yeah. It happens a lot, but we can discipline our flesh by pulling back and saying, oh, I am so sorry, Joe. I'm really sorry. I do want to hear what you have to say. Could you tell me again, please? And then Joe starts to tell me about guitars, and then I'm like, hey, I love your hairstyle. And then I'm like, yeah. 2 seconds, though, and I go, oh, forgive me, forgive me. Here I am again. Would you help me overcome these distractions of my flesh? I don't want them. I want to honor you, and I really care what you have to say. Could you help me? And then he'll start telling me about the guitars or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I wonder how much gas is in my car. Well, I don't get up and leave, but I just think that thought. And I said, forgive me, Lord. You know, here I am again. You know, I'm telling you, we have to train. And I'm going to tell you that I don't know how it works for other people. And we could open this up to questions. But one of the best ways for me to discipline my flesh is fasting. There's something about fasting. I know, I heard that. There's something about fasting where what happens is so much happens when we fast. And what I love about fasting is when I deny myself the pleasure of whatever, I'm choosing to chase after him. I'm choosing to put him first. Now, when I fast, I don't fast by the flesh because it doesn't last. If I fast because, oh, I gained 10 pounds and I want to lose weight, oh, I'm going to fast. If God doesn't call to fast, and if it's not called through the Spirit, I'm going to fail miserably, and 6 hours later, I'll be eating a donut, okay? But if he calls it, if you know, there's times when he'll call a fast for the nation. He'll call a fast for your protection or for growth or to shake you loose of the crust. Or you'll say, Lord, I'm struggling and you got to help me. And he might say, consider fasting, or have you considered fasting? Or you might just know, oh, I got to fast because I'm going down a slippery slope of, you know, I'm wigging out, I'm totally in the flesh, blah, blah, blah. Fasting is beautiful because it always brings breakthrough. It's like break into the kingdom. It like when you separate yourself from the worldly flesh of filling your face with whatever, it does something in the spirit and it causes, it places a draw in the spirit and it causes things that were delayed to come forth. It causes clarity and sharpness in the spirit and it gives you supernatural energy. And now in the flesh, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to clean my closet because I finally have energy. Use the energy to worship and study and rest in him. Really rest in him. Because it's easy to get distracted with the world and the fleshy stuff again if we are not careful. Because the enemy doesn't want breakthrough. He'd rather have you fast, starve, do whatever, but then go paint a house or, you know, redo your carpet or go shopping with your friends or whatever. Fasting is denied. It's designed to deny yourself fleshly rulership. Does that make sense? So, and there's different types of fasting. You know, you could fast from candy, sweets, food, you know, do liquids, do water, whatever the Lord says. But just be led. And there's super achievers who are like, okay, I'm going to do a 40-day water fast. If the Lord calls it, hallelujah. If he doesn't, don't do it. Be led, because the enemy wants to trick you and think, oh, I can do, and then it causes problems. If it's not of God, it will burn up. Amen? Mm-hmm. Does that help you at all tonight? Mm-hmm. So, is there any questions so far where we're at? Any questions? No? Shy? Okay. So, I just want to see which direction the Lord wants to go in. There's three veins in here tonight, three flows. Do we believe that every gift is from God? I'm not talking about packages from the enemy. Gifts. Gifts are always beautiful, unless they're from witchcraft or you know, which is a different topic, and we're not talking about that tonight. Every good gift is from the Lord. He delights in blessing. He loves to pour lavishly upon his children. Do we all have that revelation? Yes. You do?
I do.
Okay, good. So, I'm going by the Holy Ghost, and he's only giving me a little drip, so I'm kind of like, what's next? Yeah, John, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that you've said before that really stick with me is if you've lost your way, go back to where you were when you were in the group, in the flow. And so I was reading Philippians today, and I got waylaid by some circumstances that I'm not going to bring up. I'm in Philippians, and he gave me Philippians 1, verse 6. And it says, and I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So I don't have to sit here and think, well, you know, the enemy's going to condemn me, you know, for this, that, or the other. No, he's going to finish his work.
Yeah.
I promise. And I can stand on the rock of his word. And he gives me these rhema words. You know, I'll be reading along and nothing, and then all of a sudden, boom. Paul, when he's in jail's writing this, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, circumstances aren't going well, but you know what? I'm going to trust this word, and I know he's going to finish the good work that he started with me. So all the promises we have are yes and amen.
Yeah.
To all of us, right? So all we got to do is get our center back when we're blown out of the water. Get back to the word and let the Holy Spirit speak through his word to us.
John, I'm so glad you shared that because I knew you had something. And so that was like a link. That was like one of those arrows that you're going to pull out later, boom, into the enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a mark. And so thank you for sharing that. I felt like you had something, but I didn't know what it was. So thank you. Thanks for being obedient. Yeah, go ahead, Laura.
On Sunday afternoon, I'm on a walk. And I'm always looking. I'm always, you know, sometimes the clouds are saying something. Sometimes the birds are singing something. And I happen to notice a silver thing on the road. And I'm walking on the sidewalk, but out in the road, there's a silver circle and looks like money to me. So I go check it out. It's a quarter. And I think, usually I find pennies, you know, I'm hitting it big today.
Yeah.
So I keep walking, and then I see another shiny circle out in the road. I go, okay. You know, I go get it. It's another quarter. But I don't have my glasses on, so I can't read the date on it, which I usually like to look at. The other one was brand shiny new, but this one was not. So when I get home, I get out my reading glasses, turn the light on, and I look at the date. The quarter is from 1967.
So
55 years ago, which is a date for me. That's when I turned 21, climbed a mountain, and then later I'm out in the Cascade Mountains, climbing a mountain. We have a reunion in December of the same year. And the director of the camp, who had been a POW in World War II, he'd been through it, you know. He's leading a communion service in a big church in Minneapolis, and all these volunteers that had been at the camp all summer were having a reunion. Every single communicant, he's declaring a scripture over. And he gets to me. And he says, Philippians 1:6. He will complete the good work he's begun in you until the day of Jesus Christ. I go, wow. 55 years later, and I can still trust that you have not forgotten your promise to me of what you're doing. It just, you know, he wants to bless us all the time, everywhere, with what people say, with what we see, with what we, I mean, how can you not love him? I mean, he's, you know, it's like sometimes the littlest things that people say to you are the most precious. And he does that all the time. It's the little things that touch your heart.
I know. It's wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He cares. Think about the little birds, the sparrows. He cares about the sparrows. He knows the hair on your head. I'm certain he can handle, if you will give him, the struggle in your heart. But there's a tug of war, and you got to let go and let God. And that is not the bumper sticker. That is the word of the Lord. Let go and let God be God, and you stop being God. Because when you stop, then he can be, because he's true, and you're the counterfeit at that point. And watch what happens, because he's a redeemer. He's a redeemer. And there's nothing too big for him. Nothing. And there's some scriptures that we're going to see, the promises in God, that we're going to see start to manifest. And it's going to be wow. Going to be wow. And some people are trying to figure out how it's going to work. Don't even, because you're limiting when you do that. Let God be God and you be his kid with your mouth wide open and receive everything he's feeding you and speak every word he tells you, and you watch how your ship goes back into true center, into true north. Your walk in him will be perfect, because in you, you're made, in him, you're made perfect. Does that make sense to you tonight? Anybody got any other questions or comments? I'm gonna pray from the altar tonight. I heard the Lord say release healing, so I'm gonna do some. Yeah, go ahead.
I think in Philippians 1, I think it's in the first chapter, but God is working in us both to will, both to want you to do it, and to perform is what He wants us to do. He's always working in there to bring you to that point, and even causing you to want what He wants for you.
I love that.
Go after it. I think it's in the same chapter there somewhere. I'm not sure.
That's really great. Thanks, Tim. You know, I like that. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. Lord, I want to believe, but help me, because I need some help in this area. If we ask Him, He will. He always will. If it's in aligned with the Word, He will always perform or perfect those things which concern us. He won't override people's free will and choices. As much as we pray, as much as we fast, and as much as we declare, He gave people free will. And it would be wrong for Him to override that. The whole kingdom wouldn't be upheld by His word. So I'm going to close my eyes, and I better close them first. Sorry. I heard the word migraine. Somebody in here is struggling with a migraine headache. And if that's you, put your hand on your head, on your forehead right here. And right now, I break every work of darkness over your life. I break every assignment of the enemy. I command the blessing of the Lord to come forth. I rebuke the devourer. I cast him out of you right now in the name of Jesus. I see a little hook and a little hold. I break the effects of medication off your mind. I declare you are whole, healed, delivered, set apart, full of joy, full of love, full of life in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Someone's struggling with an issue in their lung. It's the left lung, and there's like some buildup. It's not cancer. It's nothing like that. It's just some buildup in the lung. It's inflammation. And right now, I speak to that inflammation, and I command it to dissolve right now in the name of Jesus. Dissolve right now in the name of Jesus. I break the effects off your lung. I speak life to your lungs. Whoa, I command the blessing of the Lord to come forth in your lungs. Lungs be healed. Lungs be whole. Lungs open in the name of Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. Open. Breath of God, blow through and clear out any debris. Recreate any area in the lungs that need recreating right now. We release. The creative power, the same thing that formed your eyeballs, the same thing that put your DNA together, release that same presence of God into every area in our hearts, in our lungs, in our respiratory tracts right now. Be healed, be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. I see a muscle. It's a tight muscle, and it's in your it's right below your butt, but it's that. It's like right here, right in here. So whatever that muscle is, hey, okay, thank you. Right now, I speak to that muscle, and I command it to be loosed in the name of Jesus. I command, I actually see like buildup. And right now, I command that buildup to go in the name of Jesus. There's two other people, too. I command that to go right now in the name of Jesus. I break the effects off of trauma and stress off your body in the name of Jesus. I break the effects of sitting too much in the name of Jesus. I command lubrication. I command looseness. I command mobility in your joints, muscles, ligaments, tendons in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's you too? Amen. Okay, so if that's you, get up and rejoice in the goodness of God. He doesn't just say a word to pretend to heal. He heals. And it's now. It's not tomorrow. It's now. Take your healing. If you need it, you know, here's the thing. Don't wonder. Did he? Say, oh, I thank you, Lord. I do believe. And then move and watch what happens. Sometimes the enemy will try to hold on. But if you start moving, I'm telling you, and I don't want you to do it in the flesh. Just be led by the Spirit. If you start moving, you watch. You'll start to walk it different. You'll be like, hallelujah, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's the one. He's the only one. He's the only one that can heal. There's counterfeits everywhere, but Jesus Christ is real. He's alive. He paid for your healing. He purchased it by the blood, by his blood. And he delights when his people get healed. He delights when his people get healed. He delights to see his people free. Somebody in here has an issue with their eye, blurriness in the eye, and I see like it might even be a little bit of infection. And right now I command that to be healed in the name of Jesus. I break infection off you. I speak to infection and I command it to loose off your body right now in the name of Jesus. Loose off right now. I speak to your eye and I command wholeness, healing. I command perfect eyesight in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, tension in the neck. Right here in this necky left side for sure. Hallelujah. Right now, I command a loosing of your muscles. I command alignment in your neck, shoulders, and upper back. I break the assignment of the enemy. I see this burden that's been put on you. I command that burden to go in the name of Jesus. It's not part of your covenant. I break it off right now. I release the healing power of Jesus Christ through your body, and I speak to your muscles, and I command lubrication, strengthening, and alignment in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody has an issue with their wrist. I don't know which one. I just heard wrist. Right now, I speak to your wrist. I command arthritis to go in the name of Jesus. I command inflammation to go in the name of Jesus. I command the bones to be healed properly in the name of Jesus. I command all scar tissue to dissolve in the name of Jesus. I speak life to your wrists. I speak mobility, flexibility to your wrists in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Who wants to testify what's going on right now? Is anybody receiving a healing?
My left shoulder is loose.
Come on. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. I forget. Who did it?
Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else?
Hip.
Your hip is healed?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. See, when you testify of his goodness, faith rises in the room, and others are like, oh, he does heal. Oh, maybe that's for me too. It's for you. It's for every one of us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Who else? Yes, John.
Yeah, my eyes getting a little clearer. My hips feeling better.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's one. I see veins in legs, veins in legs. And right now I heard the word spider veins. And right now I speak to those spider veins and I command recreation in your legs, recreation of original intent of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command your veins to be healed. I command your veins to be strengthened, and I command your veins to properly work in Jesus' mighty name. I saw with that, I also saw like a foot. There's been an issue with a foot. And right now I speak to that foot and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Start moving in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Shandaleba. Knees. Who needs a knee replacement? Holy Ghost. Only Jesus. We are calling in supernatural knee replacements in the name of Jesus. This is nothing for the Lord. This is so small for him to do. This is like, done. Right now, I speak to the knees that need replacement, and I command the blessing of the Lord into your knees. Recreate, 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 recreate in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mashatendo. Kondale bakito sandale bato. Enale bakorto si titi. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is the Lord. I declare supernatural health over every person in this room and anybody that listens to this message. I pray the blessing of the Lord right now, the healing power of Jesus Christ. Touch your people, Lord. Touch your people. Lord, every area, every place in their body, be made whole in the name of Jesus. We receive it. We receive it, Lord Jesus. We receive your healing right now. Thyroids. Thyroids, I speak to thyroids in this room, and I command your thyroid to be normalized. I command your thyroid to be balanced and blessed in the name of Jesus. Thyroids, be healed. I saw the Lord recreating a thyroid that was very slow, sluggish. I saw him just touch it, and I saw it like speed up. I don't know how that works, but I just saw it like back and beat, and that's our healing God. That is our Savior who paid the price for every healing, every part. Toenail, be healed. Hey, that's me. I take that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's healed. I can tell. That's great. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. He cares about the details. He cares about the details. Okay, I speak supernatural financial blessings. I pray right now for every mind who hears this message to be opened to the scriptures pertaining to godliness and wealth and the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow to it. This is the hour for the blessing of the Lord to maketh rich. We claim hold of that promise right now. We claim hold of that promise right now. And Lord, I ask you to open our minds and get the revelation from heaven, the download from heaven on what that really means. Because it's huge, huge. And I release that right now. I take that in Jesus' name. I release that right now. Into every person, amen, amen, amen. Overflowing in your belly shall it be. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. You won't be able to contain the blessings of the Lord. And it's not to hoard, it's to bless. The blessings are to bless. And the great thing about the blessing is when you sow, he increases. You can't outgive God. Father, I pray right now for every person to get the revelation of the mysteries of the kingdom of God in the financial realms and how they operate. Lord, let this be the hour that the bride steps in to the financial blessings that you laid out for us to have. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I just heard job promotion. I don't know who that's for. Is somebody in here believing for a promotion? Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Hey, yeah. Father, I thank you. First of all, I break the limitation off of job promotion. We receive the promotion right now in the name of Jesus. We all receive the promotion right now in the name of Jesus. We all receive the promotion right now in the name of Jesus in every area of our lives. Home, finances, health, wisdom, revelation, the promotions of heaven released into the earth right now into his bride. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy. 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 Mashandele bakorito so koko. Wandele. Shabanda le batia to sendele bakore to so koko. Hallelujah.
So I have Achilles tendon thing that's just not, it usually sticks out really far and I barely feel it. So it's healed.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing that
Achilles tendon.
Achilles tendon?
Yeah.
Achilles tendon.
Achilles.
Is there an A on there? Lord, heal my ears in the name of Jesus. I receive healing. I release the healing power of Jesus Christ into every ear in this room. I pray right now for our ears to open, for the pressures to normalize, any inflammation in the eardrums be released right now in the name of Jesus. I command all inflammation in the ears and in the tubes and all that stuff to be normalized right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes.
My neck and shoulder were hurting, and they are.
Amen. Amen. More, Lord, more. Hallelujah. Thank you. God is, he's a healing God. He's the best. Amen. Anybody else have a testimony? Healing testimony or?
My neck was touched instantly.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And my ear.
Amen.
My foot feels better. My left foot.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Lord, we worship you. We adore you. You're the only one we seek. We seek your face, Lord. We seek the breath of God right now. We receive everything that you've released. We receive it all. We receive it all. Even stuff that we can't name, we receive it all by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I share this, but I don't know what it has to do with it. But Moses at the burning bush, it was like the whole burning bush is in this room.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah.
I had this vision of, you know, when you go to the county fair and they got the big thing that's got the bell on top and the strong guy comes over and
yeah.
get a prize. And so I saw somebody hit that thing and the thing went up, ding! So whatever it means.
Amen.
Breakthrough or something. You know?
Amen. We receive it, Lord. We receive it all. Amen. Anybody else? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All of it, Lord. Complete. Drain out the inflammation out through the backdraft. Every part of it. We release it all right now. Amen. That's good. That's good. That's good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, Father. He's so good. He's so good. Do you love him?
Yes.
Tell him you love him. Get used to telling him how much you love him. Get comfortable in telling him that. He delights. He lights up when you tell him how much you love him. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.